Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Got a pop quiz for you here, Larry.
All right, what do you got?
Last year, in Allegheny Health Network hospitals, don't look at your sheet and cheat.
All right.
How many babies were born in AHN hospitals last year?
I would say 250.
What, 250?
Yeah.
8,000.
What?
West Penn Hospital alone, 4,000.
That's incredible. Well, it's our weekly visit with a medical professional from Allegheny Health Network, Health for All 412 doctors. We appreciate their participation with us every week. And today, Dr. Gretchen Krimmel, Associate Director of the Neonatal Intensive Care Unit at Allegheny Health Network's West Penn Hospital, is with us. Doc, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Doc, of all those babies, how many are high-risk deliveries and are there issues with?
So we consider about 20% of the babies are high-risk pregnancies, and then on average about 10% of babies that are born end up having an admission to the NICU.
But that's still an awful lot.
Yes, it is.
And so you have exciting news.
We do have exciting news. We are so pleased to let the community know that we just added an expansion to our current neonatal intensive care unit with 23 private rooms that for our babies to be able to stay with their families. We just opened on the 14th.
And let's talk about that a little bit, because having the ability for mom and dad or grandparents to actually not only be with the children, but to be with the children in a condition that is more conducive to privacy, I would think is critical to the health of the parents, the adults.
It absolutely is, and that's why we have really had a change in the culture of care that we're providing to our babies and families. And so our parents are not visitors. They're part of the care team. And so it's so important for them to be in the room with their baby, because you're absolutely right, that does decrease postpartum depression, but it also improves the babies have shorter stays, they have better breastfeeding, they have better growth, they have better neurodevelopmental outcomes. And we have, it's so important for the parents to be right there. They participate in procedures with us. They're active in the daily care. They round with us every day, helping to make the plan of care for their babies.
I remember my mom saying when she had us, there's five of us, that they used to spend, women back then, almost a week in the hospital after delivering a baby if all things were normal. What is
that,
the average stay? What is the average stay?
So now a woman that delivers vaginally usually stays 2 days, and after a cesarean section, 3 days. And often babies that are born prematurely can stay anywhere from 1 week to 4 to 5 months in the hospital.
You've also gone a little high-tech with these rooms. Explain what NICVIEW is.
NICVIEW is a web-based camera system that allows families that they can live stream to their tablet, their phone, to their laptop, and 24 hours a day. It just gives them a view of their baby.
So you can, from your phone, tap into the room where your child is and be able to see the baby.
Yes.
So dad.
Or mom.
But dad, who might not be.
Or grandparents.
Or you can allow people to check in.
Yes, and so there is obviously an authorization code, and the parents can share that with friends or family that they would like to be able to have access to see the babies.
You also have a kind of a common area that you've set up with this unit where families can interact.
Yes, we give a lot of attention to the family area. So there is an Austin's playroom for entertainment for siblings, and then there's also a large family area that has showers for families that are staying. It also and bathrooms, and it has locker areas. It has computers for them to work, and then we made careful design of the seating arrangements there for clustering and grouping, so parents can eat out there and then interact. And I'm pleased to say we've been seeing the families using the space in the way that we envisioned it.
Boy, I can imagine that would be really popular and useful, and it also keeps you busy.
It does, and it's hard when you're at the benefit of the single room that you can be with your baby, but often our parents will feel isolated, and right. So it's good for them to have an interaction with another family who is going through the same experience or a similar experience that they are having, and so to be able to bounce ideas off each other and to console each other it's a very stressful, difficult time to have a baby in the NICU.
You even have a room set up where if you have twins who are in the NICU, there's a little more space. Now, my curiosity is how long, and I realize every case is different, but what's the average length of stay of a child in the NICU?
So I usually tell the parents to anticipate that they'll need to stay until the time that they were supposed to be born. So you can imagine if you're born at 27 or 28 weeks, those babies are usually with us for about 3 months.
Wow. Mm-hmm. But what a place to be. And the technology and the medical advancements are incredible to keep these premature babies alive. In many cases, very healthy and normal.
Yes, that is true.
So you can go to 412-DOCTORS if you want more information. Allegheny Health Network, Health for All, every week at this time. And we appreciate Dr. Gretchen Krimmel. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much, Larry and John.
You're a Greensburg native, right?
I am indeed.
That means you're a Steelers, Penguins, Pirates fan.
Of course.
With a preteen and two teenagers in the house. Heaven help you.
God bless you, dog.
Oh, and a female dog. All girls and a female dog. Heaven help you.
God bless your husband, too.
Thanks. Hello, estrogen world.
Thanks, Doc.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.